Morning all. Just following up on Staunch, he's a little bit worse for wear, as you could imagine. It was a pretty tough run there for him last night. He did try really hard. He had a good blow. I think, you know, there was a bit of a pain sort of blow to go with it. He's obviously fit. But that really was, you know, that was a tough effort up on speed, and to expect him to sort of be able to, you know, round the race off, you know, was just never going to happen. He's a bit of a delicate soul, as we know. He's pulled up, you know, not great after much softer runs than last night. So, you know, he was always going to be, you know, pretty choppy this morning. As I said, he's a horse you got to cuddle a bit, and you know, I think you just need to ride the horse where he's most comfortable, and if there's pace on, probably he just needs to be, you know, brought back underneath the rider a little bit, just to sort of allow him to travel comfortably. And if there's no pace, you know, he can sit forward and sort of be ridden exactly the same way. And, you know, it really just depends on how other riders, you know, ride their mounts on the day. And you know, that sort of dictates as to where this horse needs to settle. Just as I said, too quick up on speed, and then when the pressure started to come on, sort of 4 furlongs from home, it's, you know, it's a long way from the post there down the back straight. It's a long climb, and you know, he obviously felt the pinch late. I'm not unhappy with him. I mean, he obviously hasn't won, and you know, that's disappointing. You know, for the group, mainly the horse, because he's put in some good efforts and hasn't been rewarded. But as I said, you know, I think he's had a real dip for us throughout the preparation. He may not have landed the number one prize, but he has been pretty consistent and collected numerous checks. So, you know, I'm still pleased with him. I'm going to give him a holiday now. I think, you know, we've sort of been chasing our tail a little bit, just trying to get that elusive win. It hasn't happened for us, and you've got to know when to pull up and just accept it. We'll give him a holiday, and we just want to try and make sure that he's, you know, he's bright and well for his next prep, when we're going to get softer tracks. You know, he'll obviously be a little bit happier on ground with Give. So, yeah, that's the update. He'll go to a spelling farm early next week, and yeah, we'll let him be a horse for a bit. We'll chat to you soon. Thanks.